Hello, and welcome to the Comic Rundown. In the last issue, the Teen Titans were captured by Brother Blood, and it was revealed that they were betrayed by Dick Grayson. Let's see what happens in this issue.
So we get to the next issue, and this is issue 41, Tales of the Teen Titans. This one starts out right where the other one left off. They are still being lowered into the Blood. Dick is still being mind-controlled. And I believe he's actually being mind-controlled by Mother Mayhem.
Well, yeah, because she's standing very close to him. Yeah. That's the vibe that the art gives. Sometimes I found this art a little confusing as to who was doing what when. Obvious exceptions being, like, when they specifically show a costume or, like, someone is a different color than humans are of average color. But I got confused a lot as to who was doing what sometimes. Okay.
And that's fair.
That's 80s comics, though.
Yeah. But what happens is, at this point, they are all starting to now wake up. And Raven sends her soul self to Blood to try and stop him. Which, I don't know why she did that and not just, you know, get the rest of them
portal
free.
Portal herself out of the rock.
I think
with
we're also
friends.
Too used to, you know, Teen Titans Go. Where...
Teen Titans. Oh, Teen Titans. No. Win this real trouble, baby. Teen Titans Go.
That was a good movie.
Thank you.
But he's able to kind of destroy her soul self, hurts her.
What?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. But once Terra wakes up, she is able to surround them all in Earth and then they all get loose, and then they all come flying out attacking Brother Blood. But as they're trying to get to Brother Blood, Blood himself cuts them off with a bunch of pillars, stone spike pillars.
Which, again, he's fighting somebody with earth powers. He's fighting an earthbender. Like, why can't she just judo chop?
Well, because Corey was going to, but Wonder Girl says don't, it may be rigged to explode.
Oh, that's right.
They stop.
I forgot about that.
But then we get this monster that comes in.
It's something.
Looks a lot...
All right, now let's describe this. Okay, so it's like, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, so it's got 8 legs. It's arachnid.
No, it's 6.
Those aren't spaces? No, that is only 6.
Yeah.
Okay, so we have an insectile cat face, spiky back, like warthog tusks coming out of the front.
Pincher or something.
They might be pinchers. They might just be tusks. Thing.
Yeah.
Coming at them.
It's
got a lot of teeth.
It's something. I'm picturing a lot of, I know you did not like the scary stories telling dark books.
I still have nightmares about them.
Yeah. I'm picturing something like from that.
Okay.
From like that art style.
Okay.
Because it kind of reminds me of something from there.
Yeah. There's too many legs and too many teeth. Put it that way.
Yeah. But they all try to attack it, but this thing has got, I don't know, extra arms. I'm assuming this is another creature underneath them that grabs a hold of Wonder Girl and Terra.
Yeah, there's a tentacles coming up from the bottom. You've got a cat-faced insect pincher thing coming from the side, and then boom, there's a scorpion.
Yeah, a giant scorpion thing attacking the cat-faced guy. Cat-faced creature.
Oh, and then we get some phenomenal acting from Terra.
Yes.
Cyborg saves Terra from creepy, crawly tentacles coming up from below. And she's like, "You saved me."
And then he's like, "Yeah, you would have done the same for me, kid."
Maybe I would have. Maybe I wouldn't have. I don't know. That's
good acting.
Thank you.
But Corey gets free and just starts blasting everything. Gar's like, "Remind me not to get into a fight with you."
Yeah, also don't try to kiss her. Don't try to touch her. Don't try to be a creep, Gar.
I think he did that earlier on. Like,
oh, I'm
issue
sure he
one
did.
Or two.
Did she light a starbolt up his butt?
I haven't read those yet. Okay. I've got it downstairs. I just haven't read it.
That's so far away.
Yeah. So they decide they were going to go blasting through the spikes and just say, screw it, we're going to go get Blood. Raven stops him and basically tells him that, you know, Blood planned on you guys beating this thing. He wants to, right now he has no intention of letting us die, but she does not know what the plan is. So they decide to do, Oh, this comment right here. Starfire makes this comment that she has an idea of what they could do to get at him. And then Terra's like, don't disillusion me, Goldie. You can't have both the body and brains.
Ugh.
I know, the writing is... Yeah. You're writing something. But it goes quiet. Brother Blood is disheartened because he's like, they shouldn't be dead yet. They can't die yet. So he takes down the spikes and he sees this rock formation and it's Terra protecting them. And as soon as they're in front of him, they open it up and they basically challenge him. And he accepts the challenge. We go back to the senators that are being led by the brother, sister, cult people. And they're in this area that they apparently were not supposed to go to because the president said it was off limits for any brother blood member to go to.
Well, the president had a very specific planned trip for them, for what the president wanted them to see. And the blood cult members were like, well, we've got something else to show you.
They get stopped by military men and they're told that they're in forbidden areas. The one cult guy says that the president, Marco, doesn't want the truth to be known. And so that's a general?
We'll call him a general.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just punches the guy.
Yeah, that's fine.
In front of these senators.
That's fine.
You know.
It's fine.
But then he also makes a comment that they're never going to leave Zendaya alive. So, I mean, they're all planning on killing all of them.
Yeah, exactly. It's fine.
Yeah. Go back to the temple. And...
So, this is part of the challenge?
This is the challenge, yeah. What happens is that instead... It was supposed to be one-on-one slash one being Teen Titans. That's what it was supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
But Blood lies.
What?
So, he sends all of these giant robots and tanks and ships and things at the Titans to fight them instead. But they realize really quick that the slightest touch or the slightest destruction will send these robots and tanks blow up and then shrapnel will go everywhere.
Right.
So Titans being the heroes, they're going to protect all of the acolytes that are watching in the second level, the rafters.
Right, up in the peanut gallery. Well, and given previous conversations about DC material, there's a line where Donna's like, oh, hold on, those robots could be manned. We can't just blow them up. And Raven's like, I sense no life within them. They are completely mechanical. So, like, they specifically put out, oh, no, it's okay to destroy those things because there's no humans in them. And then, like you said, the other Titans are working on getting all these other civilians out of the way
mm-hmm.
versus what everyone was complaining about with some of the DC movies that have come out about how they just completely destroy all these cities and don't take any account into life. And
Teacher.
Don't
look at that. But what about the Marvel movies where they just destroy everybody and everybody gets
Cap
hurt?
Cap sets up perimeters and has the local law enforcement.
Yeah, does that work? I will die on that hill.
That's fine. That's a pretty hill to die on.
So they Terra ends up encasing all of them, robots, Titans, and all, in this giant earthen dome. And that gives the Titans plenty of room to just, you know, destroy all of these robots and not have to worry about the shrapnel going and hurting the civilians, mm-hmm. air quote civilians. I do find it funny because the shrapnel is still around them, and
yeah,
a lot of them are human.
They're like superheroes, though. They're fine.
Hey.
They're fine.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Okay.
Don't you know that anyone who has their boobs out in their costume is fine? They don't need protection.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Yeah. Anytime there's like cutouts in outfits where there's not armor, that area of skin is fine.
Yeah. It's just, yeah. Every arrow
cyborg's hot pants, cyborg's metal hot pants, and then like metal ribbon leggings. Fine.
For now.
It's fine. Everything's fine.
So they mop up the robots and they're going to go attack Brother Blood because he's standing there. But Cyborg realizes that Brother Blood's not actually there. Sadly, though, the other ones, Terra and Starfire and Wonder Girl and Changeling, had already gone to attack them, but it was a...
hologram.
A holographic form that suddenly explodes on contact.
I'm just assuming that he had some sort of rigged explosive device.
He had to have.
Like, he just low-key did.
Yeah. And the rest of them just get knocked out.
Yeah.
Raven, he knocks out Raven pretty easily and then is able to take control of Cyborg's parts and immobilize him.
Yeah.
Fairly quickly. So here's the third time they're
captured. So there's four times. Okay.
I forgot about this time.
Yeah, same.
While that's all going on and Blood is basically, I'm going to say crucifying because he's straight up having them all legs down, arms out.
That's
on this
the way we
wall.
Like, nope, wait, hold on.
Yep. The president of Zandia, President Marco, is going over the airwaves, and he's ready to go to war with Brother Blood. He's done with him controlling his life and controlling his land and controlling his people. Mother Mayhem is looking on at this, and she is happy. She's like, all right, plans are going accordingly. I will let Brother Blood know that everything is going
right,
you know, the way
like,
it's supposed to be.
Commence the countdown.
Yeah. Blood brings Robin, because he doesn't know his name, but he brings Robin into the chamber that has this gun that is going to fire and kill all of his fellow Teen Titans. And he is commanding Robin to push the button to kill them. And he's resisting.
He is fighting. Well, he's sweating enough to show that he's fighting.
Yeah. Well, and then Corey is just, you know, yelling at the top of her lungs.
I love you, Dick!
Yeah.
Sorry, it's never not funny. Don't judge me.
I'm not judging you. But he is able to resist. The mind control over him is done. He's not being mind controlled anymore. And he breaks the control panel, which I guess releases everybody because Cyborg is able to grab Blood.
Yeah, he lassos him.
Yeah, and he just whips him around. Corey goes after Dick to make sure he's okay, obviously. The rest of them are trying to take care of Brother Blood, although he is kind of stopped. He's got really nothing going on.
Yeah, he's detained. Now, bear in mind, this whole time, there's a countdown going on.
Yes. And as soon as it reaches zero, the tank from the Zandia military blasts the temple of Brother Blood. And then all hell breaks loose. You know, everything inside is starting to fall apart. Brother Blood gets loose from Wonder Girl's lasso and Cyborg's rope lasso he had on him. And starts firing at all of them. And kind of doesn't take him out, but enough to
let him get away. He lays down suppressive fire.
There we go. Thank you. But sadly, he gets crushed by the laser cannon. And he is thrown through the temple floor and into the pits below the temple. And Mother Mayhem is smiling about this.
Well, because, like all cults, once a dear leader is sacrificed, once he's made a martyr of, then you can spread his message.
Mm, okay.
And he serves more in death than in life.
That's fair.
Yeah.
But there was a comment, I think it was, it wasn't this one, where he had made mention that he's over 700 years old. So I don't know where he got the extra 100 years. Cause
you round up. That's
fine. I do that all the time. We go back to the States, and Bethany Snow is reporting about... Oh, no, I'm
no,
sorry.
No, 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 no.
She's still
in Zandia.
Okay. She's reporting all that has happened. And along with that, she's got the senator and the congressman on camera, too, saying that the president of Zandia, he's a ruthless man, doesn't care about his people, and, you know, they are siding with Brother Blood. And the Titans are looking on. It's like, this was... They basically agree that this was his plan all along. He wanted to just grow his church and grow the religion and grow his power.
Right. Well, and again, because now the church has a martyr.
Yeah.
Now you have someone, you know, his name was Robert Paulson.
Oh yeah.
Fight Club.
Yeah.
you know.
Yeah.
Like you have a martyr now.
Yeah. And that's where we end that issue.
Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you liked listening to Emily, please check out the What's in the Queue podcast, where they talk about documentaries on the internet. You can find them on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram by searching What's in the Queue. And as always, you can find us on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with the next chapter of this Teen Titans story arc.